The offering is today. Taryn's giving $5 whole. I'm not going to give that much.
Well, that's too bad, because you might just miss out on something good. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Now, when it comes to giving back to God, the Bible is clear. Let's listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have in abundance for every good work. Our story today is entitled Give and Get. What are you going to do with that? Chloe asked when she saw her twin sister grab $5 from her dresser before church. We're taking an offering today for the missions project, Taryn told her. Did you forget? Guess so, replied Chloe. But I'm not giving $5 whole, she thought. So after her sister left the room, Chloe opened the drawer where she kept her money and took out some change. This will do, she thought, as she dropped it into her pocket. When they got home, Mom looked over at the flowers along the back porch. They were bursting with blooms. Look at my pansies, she said. Aren't they pretty? Yeah, exclaimed Taryn. How can there be so many flowers already? You only picked off the dead ones a couple days ago, and you picked some for little bouquets too, didn't you? Yes, but pansies need to be picked often for them to blossom more fully, said Mom. The more you pick, the more you get. That doesn't really make sense, said Chloe. Seems hard to believe, but it's true, said Dad. It's true for other things too, like giving to the Lord. When we give to Him out of a generous, thankful heart, we receive more blessings in our lives. You mean God will send us more money if we give lots of money to Him? Chloe asked. Dad smiled. Well, I can't promise you that, he said, although it does happen sometimes. But the extra blessings God gives us often come in a form other than money. For example, maybe He'll keep the car from breaking down or keep our clothes from wearing out so quickly. Taryn grinned. Oh, but we like getting new clothes, she teased. Dad laughed. But you wouldn't like wearing patched ones, he said. But I think the greatest blessing is a sense of joy and peace that comes from giving generously to the Lord. Chloe thought about Taryn, who was so generous and happy. Then she thought about how discontent she often felt, and she made a decision. I'm going to be like the pansies, she thought. I'm going to give more generously. So, how about you? Do you give generously to the Lord? Do you give with a thankful heart, remembering all the blessings He's given you? Whatever you give to God, He'll give you more than you give Him. It may not always be money, but it will be whatever blessing you need most. Give to God generously, and He'll use your gift to bless both you and others. Our key verse today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And our key thought for today, be a generous giver. Well, thanks again for listening to today's program. If you like it and you want to hear more, you can always download the Keys for Kids smartphone app. Just make sure you ask for your parents' permission first. And if it's okay, go to your app store and then search for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids. We'll see you tomorrow.